This gospel, the first reading today, this is the covenant that God makes with Abraham and all his descendants right up to today. And it's one of those places where if you think about it, you can really be almost overwhelmed by God's mercy. The Lord came to Abram, the word of the Lord came to Abram and said, "Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. I will make your reward very great." And Abram says, "But, O Lord, what good will your gifts be if I keep on being childless? Who will I pass them on to?" That's a very, I don't know, in our culture, because I was so much maybe moving around and so much divorce, and so we don't. But the idea of family and pass on to a family. And at this point, Abraham has no children. And so he says, what good? What am I going to do with it all? And I have as my heir the steward of my house, Eliezer. We know from the documents, that's why the archaeological work has been so valuable, we know that from documents dating from about the same time, 18th century B.C., that the law was that if a man died sonless, his foreman inherited everything. And so Eliezer stands to inherit everything because Abram has no son. Abram continued, "See, you have given me no offspring, and so one of my servants will be my heir." Then the word of the Lord came to him, "No, that one shall not be your heir. Your own issue will be your heir." And then he took him outside and said, "Look up at the sky and count the stars if you can." Remember, this is a man in his 90s, all right? "Just so shall your descendants be." And then our translation has, "Abraham put his faith in the Lord, who credited it to him as righteousness, justice, tzedakah." You know, this what I just read, is the foundation for Paul's whole theology of justification, right? Just read chapter 4 of Romans, which is all a meditation on Abraham's faith. The word, put it this way, there's a root, aman, A-M-A-N, I guess. And it means to be firm. That's where amen, amen comes from, you know. I make this firm. Aman. Now, this is a lot of Hebrew you're getting this morning, but I'm hoping, because we hear these all the time, but we never go any deeper. Aman means to be firm. Now, in this particular language and all the Semitic languages, there's a way that there are causative forms of the verb built right into the system. That's enough about Semitic grammar for the morning. But it's important for here, because you see, Abraham believed God. What does that mean? V'ha'amin, he made him firm. What does that mean? He leaned so far over on him that if God doesn't hold him up, he's going to fall flat on his face. V'ha'amin, he believed God. An old man with no children, and God says, "You're going to have as many children as those stars." You know, you think about this a lot. Like if you're camping in Sinai, where it's, you know, there's no smog, there's no nothing. And the sky is jet black at night. And I don't know how many times in my sleeping bag looking up. And I said, yeah. I mean, then you see how many stars there really are. You know, here, most of them are obscured by smog and carbon dioxide and I don't know what. Out in the desert, they're not. millions and millions. And he's looking at these childless men, and he's only got one thing to go on. The word of the Lord, who just said, I will give you, you see, count the stars if you can. So shall your descendants be. And that's what Abraham believed. On nothing but the word of the Lord. The Lord is saying, I give you my word. And he believed him. He made God so firm that if God doesn't come through, he falls flat on his face. That's faith. You see. And God counted that, this translation, as an act of righteousness. That's pretty good. Lasudika, the right, that's justice, right? The right way to relate is to really believe God. And it's the kind of a belief that makes God firm. See, I already believe I'll pay you the $10 tomorrow. I believe you, you can. No, this is different. This is, I mean, you see? Remember that famous text in Isaiah? If you do not believe, you will not be firm. Huh? In Isaiah 7, just before the virgin shall conceive passage, you see. I make you firm. I believe you. I make you firm. And that is Sudaka. That is the right relationship. Because Sedek, this is getting to be a lesson in Hebrew, but it's important, I think. Sedek means to honor the truth of every relationship. So what is the fundamental truth of the relationship to God? Believe him and love him and then obey him. You see? And so he goes on, you see, and there's, now that that's all done, he says, I'm the Lord who brought you up from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land. O Lord God, he says, how am I to know that I shall possess it? And now God says, I'm going to make a binding covenant right now. I am going to bind myself right now. So Abraham goes out, and this is a covenant rite where you take the animals, you cut them in half, and then you walk through saying, may this happen to me if I don't keep this covenant. And God does that. Abraham cuts all these animals, and then he goes into a deep tardema, a deep sleep, or a, not a sleep so much as a, I don't know how to call it. Anyway, it's a mystical sleep. And God goes through these animals. May this happen to me if I don't keep my promise to you, Abraham. I mean, think of the mercy. This is God. You see? It was on that occasion that the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, to your descendants I will give this land from the Wadi of Egypt to the great river Euphrates. I'll give it to you. And with all the ups and downs of the last 4,000 years since this covenant, there's always been Jews in Israel. Always. That momentous in 1948 when Truman signed that thing, you see, that was God keeping his promise to Abraham. So think of the things he's promised us. Then think of the things he's promised you. And see, believe him. Believe him, you see. And so, because I've done that a lot. But it's a key, it's a turning point in the history of God's people, right? Now, this wandering tribe of a, you know, big extended family of a man with no children is promised a posterity that can't be counted, and a land that will be his. What about us? You know, he What does he say to us? Today, he says, when you receive my body and blood, you have once again the blood of the new covenant, which I pour out for you. And now I share with you. I give you my body and my blood to live by until I totally ratify that covenant and you're with me forever. You see how God is much more honest than we are? That's not hard to do, but I mean, it's... But his love, what he does to show us his love. So, and the gospel just says, some guy says he's got a word from the Lord or he's got this great new teaching. Just watch the way he acts. And if his life does not conform to that, forget it. Remember, you used to have all these great big, I guess they were TV or radio preachers. And they all made a lot of money, but they didn't stay faithful to the Lord. And my friends, it could happen to us this afternoon unless we continue to live by the mercy of God. So let's...